Welcome to Hot Wax, a podcast of album reviews for Saturday, November 4th. I'm John Caray. The reviews you are about to hear are posted in print at gonzookanagan.com. This podcast exists because I thought you might enjoy hearing some of the music I'm talking about. So, as I've done previously, after each review, I'll play you one of my favorite songs from each release and let you decide how you feel about it for yourself. That sounds good. Let's get rolling. My first review for today is No Time Like Now from Steve Strongman on the Sonic Union label, rating 5 stars out of 5. Every once in a while, a musician comes along that embodies the music he or she plays. Where someone like Jimmy Page is rock and roll, Steve Strongman is the blues. His latest, No Time Like Now, is a slab of 21st century blues that you really need to hear. No Time Like Now wanders all over the place within the blues, from rough-hewn electric stuff to blue-collar hollers and swampy stompers to soulful grooviness and, of course, ballads. Strongman's specialty is dirty, greasy blues, and there's plenty of that to enjoy here. The effect of this collection of songs is quite primal. It feels like we're getting closer than ever to the source as opposed to some abstract idea of the blues. The same structures and progressions that animate blues and roots music can also choke the air out of it, smothering it in caricature and cliché. But Strongman is a subtle shapeshifter who slips that trap without betraying the music he loves. No Time Like Now was produced by Rob Szabo, who also plays bass on several cuts. Randy Bachman guests on an extremely cool reading of the BTO classic You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, playing the second solo on this bluesy version of one of his biggest hits, and I'll bet he had a blast doing it. Except for that track, all of these songs are Strongman Szabo compositions as Steve continues to push himself in new directions within the blues. There's a truthfulness and authenticity to No Time Like Now that puts him on the same level as some of the old masters, and blues fans will pick up on that right away. In Steve Strongman's hands, the blues is a full-blooded living thing, not some museum piece, and that's never been more evident than it is here on No Time Like Now. From emotional vocals and blistering guitar solos that give you the goosebumps, this is one disc that just keeps on giving. Key cuts on this release include Bring the Hammer Down, The Day They Carry Me Away, and this one. It's the remake of the BTO classic You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet from the new Steve Strongman album No Time Like Now on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. It's something you're never gonna forget. You know, you just ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't been around. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Strongman album, No Time Like Now. That's a remake of the BTO classic You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. Up next, a blues player named Peter Ward with his new album, Blues on My Shoulders. It's on the Gandy Dancer label, and I gave it 4 stars out of 5. This is the first solo project for Boston-based guitarist Peter Ward, and it's a beauty. With an unhurried improvisational style he picked up from his heroes in the Muddy Waters Blues Band, Ward has fashioned a casual masterpiece. Blues on My Shoulders is a pretty easygoing slice of blues that relies on loose playing from Peter, as well as guests like former roommate Ronnie Earle on guitar, Sax Gordon Beadle on sax, and the guys from Sugar Ray in the Blue Tones. This disc has the feel of a bunch of guys gathering in the studio just to see what might happen, coming out with an album almost as if by accident. Though these songs and performances are intentional, it has that vibe. It's like Billy Gibbons once said when talking about the intro to LaGrange, "The best things happen when you're not paying attention." As a teenager growing up in Lewiston, Maine, Peter and his brother Michael listened intently to blues records and went to see Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, Taj Mahal, and Hubert Sumlin whenever they performed in the area. And I'm sure those guys would be pleased to know that Peter is carrying on their blues traditions in his own way. In the Big Apple, he was thrilled when Otis Rush told him he played chords like an old man, Ward remembers fondly. In that way, Blues on My Shoulders is a record that straddles generations. Though it just came out October 20th, it has that classic feel that makes all those classical blues signs musically relevant today. There's something about the uncomplicated, unhurried vibe of this disc that reaches the soul, that makes me want to pick up my acoustic guitar and learn some blues. I think I will, and learn the chords as I go. Though not as loaded with guitar firepower as the blues records I consistently rate this highly, Blues on My Shoulder is inspiring. Key cuts on this one include Witch Hazel, Southpaw, and this one. From his new album, Blues on My Shoulders, this is Peter Ward, and It's On Me, on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
It's on me. Baby, it's on me. Can't you see? It's on me. Even if I ain't got much money, baby, it's on me. I like to motor with my friends, go out on the town. Baby, you try to pick up that check, I'm gonna have to let you down. Cause it's on me, can't you see? Even if I ain't got much money, baby, it's on me. bright. You try to pick up that check, baby, we're gonna have a fight. Cause it's on me. Baby, can't you see? Even if I ain't got much money, baby, it's on me. Keep your hand away from that check now.
That's Peter Ward on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast with a track from his new album. The record is Blues on My Shoulder, and that one was called It's on Me. Up next is Albert Castiglia. He's on the Rough Records label. His new album is called Up All Night, and I gave this one 5 out of 5. Before you throw this one in your CD player, you'd better put on your boogie shoes. Up All Night, Albert Castiglia's 7th album, is equal parts ZZ Top, Foghat, and Johnny Winter, a raw and feral type of blues that will leave you bruised and grateful. Up All Night takes the concept of a He-Man blues guitar player to a whole new level, with muscular riffs, bare-knuckle soloing, and some slide work that's giving me the tingles. This disc follows on the heels of 2016's Big Dog and finds Castiglia and a creative swagger following along the same path. He recorded once again at Dockside Studios in Louisiana, capturing a warts-and-all mix alongside producer Mike Zito. He figured the Big Dog session went so well there, why change studios, Albert says. He'll probably record there for the rest of his life. As a singer, Castiglia reminds me of a cross between Elvin Bishop and Delbert McClinton. As a guitarist, he plays with the brute force of Billy Gibbons meets Buddy Guy. Castiglia theorizes that his new band is partly responsible for the extra fire he's feeling from Up All Night. Putting his new band together was a pivotal moment, and this recent incarnation has upped his game, he says. He compares drummer Brian Menendez to Ginger Baker and Mitch Mitchell, and bassist Jimmy Pritchard's rock-solid fat tones to Bill Wyman. If the name wasn't already taken, he could call them the Wrecking Crew. Guests on Up All Night include Mike Zito on guitar and vocals, the wonderful Sonny Landreth on slide, and Johnny Sansone on harp. Lots of high-octane stuff on this disc, to be sure, but then there's the all-acoustic You Got to That Place, an unhappy house of blues, which features lyrics by Cyril Neville. Those lyrics bring him back to an unhappier time when he was a struggling musician and had no support from who he was with, he notes. I think anybody can relate to these tunes. Up All Night isn't just the good stuff, it's the great stuff. Key cuts on this one include Hoodoo on Me, Quit Your Bitching, the title track, and this one. From Up All Night, this is Albert Castiglia and Unhappy House of Blues on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
I'm packing up my suitcase. Now I'm putting on my traveling shoes. Well, I'm packing up my suitcase. Now I'm putting on my traveling shoes. I can't take no more this graveyard love. I've got to leave this unhappy house of blues. I couldn't do nothing right for you, baby. Everything I do, I do it wrong. I couldn't do nothing right for you, baby. Everything I did was wrong. But you just don't be a woman every time. By no stretch of imagination, but fussing and fighting every night is just too much aggravation, dog. Saving up all my money so I can leave and go anywhere I choose. I'm saving up all my money so I can leave and go anywhere I choose. I can't take no more of this graveyard love. I've got to leave this unhappy house of blues.
by no stretch of imagination. But busting and fighting every damn night is just too much aggravation. Oh, saving up all my money so I can leave and go anywhere I choose. Saving up all my money so I can leave and go anywhere I choose. I can't take no more of this graveyard love. I got to leave this unhappy house of love. No more. The house of blues. No more of this graveyard love. I got to leave this unhappy house of blues.
From his new album Up All Night, that's Albert Castiglia on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast with Unhappy House of Blues. Up next, a new album from Gallia and Mama's Boys, Let the Demons Out. This is on the Rough label, that's a German blues label, and I gave it 3+ stars out of 5. Just 4 short years ago, Gallia was busking on the streets of Brussels and doing double duty in a couple of bands. Gallia Vulcier then set her sights on America and hasn't looked back. Let the Demons Out is a sign of big things to come. Once on this side of the pond, Gallia took her interest in rocket-fueled R&B to the cultural nerve centers of the USA, from Chicago and Memphis to Nashville and Mississippi. The first time she went to America was like a musical pilgrimage to discover the places all of her favorite songs talked about, she says. The second time, things became real. She started singing where her heroes sang, she was strolling where they used to walk, buying booze, maybe at their favorite liquor store, driving the same highways, watching sunsets in the same cotton fields. Then, from sitting in with local artists, she began to get her own shows. It was while in Louisiana that Gallia fell in with Johnny Mastro and Mama's Boys, and the seeds for Let the Demons Out were sown. The result is a dozen rough-and-ready roadhouse boogie stompers that sound like one of the best parties ever. Produced by Dean Zucara and Gallia, this disc has a rough-hewn, somewhat lo-fi charm that really works. You can almost smell the Friday night sweat and spilled beer on this one, and there are grooves aplenty to keep you on the dance floor all night long. Some sweet, slow-burning jams on Let the Demons Out here, too, of course, like Addiction and Hey Little Baby, making this a fairly well-rounded album. They're not aiming to replicate traditional blues, Gallia says, but rather to push the songwriting and playing to a point at which we discover something new and hopefully fresh while still maintaining a blues vibe. Whether they've achieved that is debatable, but with Let the Demons Out, they're certainly well on their way. Key cuts on this one include the title track, Addiction, and this one. From Let the Demons Out, this is Gallia and Mama's Boys with 4 a.m. Fried Chicken on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Well, will it ever come down to New Orleans? You're gonna die for the fried chicken. I make her fight the good, that's for sure. Jambalaya, alligator, the whole lot more. But then you think. Yeah, drinking and shaking all night long. Chicken and chowder all the land. Fried chicken. Sorry, gotta walk miles and miles. Steal a bike before hitchhike. Wait, my life is open. New Orleans, a leg and a thigh. Just for one bird. Think to hand and bring love. So I'll tell you all, in nothing in this world. Your behaviors turn like old girls. Been drinking a lot of moonshine and having a heck of a time. All night long. know you should just go blueberries. Diabol, Jewel, and Pastel Hair. I'm on time in love like a 4 a.m. fried chicken. Give me finger licking.
Demons out, that's Galia and Mama's Boys on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast with 4 a.m. Fried Chicken. Up next is a new album by Kelly Clarkson called Meaning of Life. It's her first release on the Atlantic Records label, and I gave it 4.5 stars out of 5. As much as I think of myself as a blues guy and a rock guy, as a product of the 60s, I've always been into catchy, well-crafted pop music. Not a lot of that being made today, I think, but Clarkson is an exception. After winning the inaugural season of American Idol in 2002, she's gone on to fashion an impressive recording career, winning awards and releasing 7 albums prior to this one. Meaning of Life is her first disc for Atlantic, full of short, catchy tunes, all under 4 minutes, and it will likely be a monster. Back in my day, said the old fart, it used to be one incredible producer with an engineer at his side and one artist or band cutting legendary albums. But that's not how it gets done anymore. For Meaning of Life, Kelly has gathered a stellar team of top songwriters and producers, but it's her incredibly expressive voice that carries the day on these 14 songs. Tracks like Slow Dance are hypnotically romantic, not unlike a classic Aretha Franklin ballad, and there are a few of those here, while numbers like Medicine are designed to fill the dance floor. I think what appeals to me most about Kelly Clarkson's new album is that it's an intriguing mix of vintage and current pop songcraft that creates something verging on timeless. While it's true many of these songs employ some of the modern studio trickery and computer assembly that drives me buggy, the heart in the music is more easily discernible than it has been in some of her past stuff. The way Clarkson is singing here puts her in the same league as Christina Aguilera, and that's a comparison I do not make lightly. Kelly Clarkson's musical career to date has been littered with big albums featuring even bigger hit singles, but Meaning of Life is set to kick her into another gear entirely. This stuff isn't just good. Time will prove it to be classic. Key cuts on this one include Slow Dance, Meaning of Life, and this one. Here's Kelly Clarkson from her new album, Meaning of Life, and Didn't I, on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Remember not long ago, you called me hysterical. Figured us out. My fire was hot enough to burn on for the both of us. And your water keeps putting us out. And I should be steam the way you love to rain over me. Then turn around and call me your queen. So blind to see the pain it brings. Didn't I give you everything? I gave you everything, baby, baby. Didn't I give you everything? You got the best of me, baby, baby. Didn't I hear you crying on my shoulder? Begging, hold me till it's over. When you're lonely, just remember I gave you everything. Didn't I?
Over.
That's Kelly Clarkson from her brand new album, Meaning of Life, and a track called Didn't I, on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. My final review for today is Live featuring Laura Chavez by Casey Hensley. It's on the Vistone label, and I gave it 3.5 stars out of 5. This kid, she's 25 years old, from California, has quite the set of pipes. Following in the tradition of the greats like Katie Webster and Etta James, Casey Hensley is an out-and-out blues belter, and live is one hell of a ride. Casey started singing on stage at 5 years old and was in the studio at 9 years old. She grew up listening to artists like Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald, Janis Joplin, Otis Redding, Ray Charles, the Allman Brothers, Led Zeppelin, The Temptations, Freddie Mercury, and many more. And you can hear and feel all of these influences when she steps up to the mic for these 11 cuts. The band is Casey on vocals, Laura Chavez on guitar, Evan Caleb Yearsley on drums, Johnny Vow on sax, and bassist Marco C. It can be accurately said that together they make a joyful noise. As a singer, Hensley holds absolutely nothing back when she sinks her teeth into a song, and the band really knows how to lean into it as they play each song with such glee. On a slower blues number like Don't Want It to Stop, I love the tug and pull between power and restraint in Casey's voice. The band lays right back, and on more than one occasion, her voice nearly overpowers the song, but she keeps herself in check, just barely. Live is a mix of original tunes and blues classics written by people like Big Mama Thornton, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Coco Taylor, and Willie Dixon, but Casey and the band sing and play each like they own them, doing it with an uncomplicated zeal like they mean it. If I walked into some dive bar and these guys were playing, I'd never want to leave. Key cuts from this release include Put Your Lovin' Where It Belongs, Voodoo Woman, and this one. From the new album, Live featuring Laura Chavez, this is Casey Hensley and Don't Want It to Stop on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
I never needed a Maggie. Were they I need you? Touch me, Gee. I don't want it to stop. So come closer to me, baby. Let me give. miss me. I can feel it.
That's the Hot Wax Album Review Podcast for Saturday, November 4th, 2017. Questions or comments, you can find me at johntherockdoctor@gmail.com. My thanks to all the great record reps, promo people, music labels, and artists that keep sending me the good stuff so I can tell you all about it. To read the reviews you've just heard, you can find them at gonzookanagan.com under the name John the Rock Doctor. My real name is John Karaif, and I'll see you again next weekend.